actually recently completed a survey of college students in cooperation with the National Association of Colleges and Colleges and Employers, NACE. And in that survey, surveyed about 35,000 and some odd college university students about really employment plans, and looked both at things like salary expectations as well as intended places that they were looking for employment. And again, as you said, the intention around pursuing a career in government not looking great.
What is it, as you dig into these numbers, that the students are saying concerns them about coming to work for the government?
Well, I think ultimately, they're looking at part of the survey also looked at what students want in their first job, and I think actually this bodes in some respects well for the federal government. I think again, what the question we have to ask ourselves is: are we actually doing enough to promote these as benefits of working for the federal government? And the first thing out of the 15 job characteristics that they rated was opportunity for personal growth. And again, if we're not looking at that within the context of what new recent hires to the federal government are doing, particularly recent college grads, I think if we're not promoting that up front and then also, seeing that through with tangible results, that's going to be something that actually turns them away. So the more that we can focus on that, I think, the more that we can actually drive that intent. I think one of the things that this survey actually doesn't touch upon this year is the interest level of students. So one of the conversations that we have to ask, and again, I think this talks about specifically around intent. And Francis, the bottom line is only 2.3% of the respondents indicated that they plan to work for the federal government. Now, one of the challenges with the survey was that students were only able to select one type of field. And as we all know, oftentimes they don't have that nailed down specifically to, I want to work in this sector.
Yeah.
So, that may be part of the reflection from that low number, but what we didn't look at was the interest level as well, and I think the interest of students, and I think we have to look at that in the broadest context. So, you've got to first build that interest, and I think that's actually one of the things that government still needs to work on is building that interest, particularly among mission critical occupations, those really hard to fill positions, is building that interest and the knowledge so that they even know there are government jobs available in those areas. From there, you kind of lead to that intent of applying for a job or an internship, and then hopefully, it all finalizes by the action, which is they not only intend to do it, they've actually taken the step to do it, and hopefully. Mm-hmm. They're the right people and get in the door.
Now, if I'm a hiring manager at an agency and I'm looking at these numbers, there's got to be a silver lining here somewhere. There's got to be some kind of good news you can take out of this.
Well, again, I think some of the good news is one of the best pieces of news out of this is that more former federal interns plan to work for the federal government. So 17.9% of federal interns or former federal interns said that they plan to work for the federal government. So again, particularly as we look within the next few months at the rollout of the new pathways programs, including internships across government, we need to keep that in mind and say that's a prime opportunity again for them to test out, them being the student, to test out our agency, for us to test out them and see if they're actually the right fit for this agency. Do they have the right skill sets? And understand that we need to concentrate on those and really use that as a bridge to actually again drive that to more than simply a job experience for a short-term job experience for the intern, but really look at it as a pipeline into the agency. I think that's actually one of the biggest highlights of this. Again, I think to my earlier point, I think if we can capitalize on some of the things that students say that they want in a first job, again, opportunities for personal growth near the top, that actually speaks really well for us.
That's it does make the whole argument of a pay freeze will make it harder to recruit people kind of not a moot point, because it's certainly not the only factor that people are thinking about, the personal development angle. But it certainly does make that not nearly as critical as it might sound off the top, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think that's right. Although, a couple of the other top things that students said they were looking for in a first job were things like job security and benefits as well. So, you know, I think that's one of those stereotypical things where people in the past have looked at it and said, "Oh, government, it's stable, once in, always in." You know, that may or may not be the case.
Yeah.
I think, though, clearly, one of the other takeaways as well is that, given the economy in general, is that the majority of students that responded to the survey, two-thirds of them, said that they worried about finding a job after graduation as well. So clearly, some of those drivers for what they're looking for in a first job are probably the result of economic times and things that they're simply hearing in the news. So I think the other takeaway is, the more and more we hear about Fed bashing and everything else in the news, the less likely people are probably going to look at government as the place that they're actually going to try to go for employment.
Is there an easy way to turn that around, or are there things that the agency should be doing, or are they kind of stuck in the mode of just having to follow where society takes them? Because that seems to be a pretty tall order.
Yeah, I think, again, Francis, we've talked about this a lot on your show. I think I think one of the biggest drivers still continues to be that mission match, and can you actually articulate really in a compelling way what the mission of the organization is as well, and that you do have opportunities both for personal and professional growth in that agency. I think if agencies simply sit back, particularly given some of the hiring freezes and travel restrictions and everything else, and try not to actually continue to build that interest, even if you're not hiring right now, I think that actually is a mistake, because that actually then what the student has to look at, and the only thing they have to look at, is the perceptions that they see or hear from others. So it really is, I think this is another case where it really is important that agencies continue to build and continue to nurture those on-campus relationships.